The following Dharma talk was given at Boundless Way Temple in Worcester, Massachusetts. The temple is an affiliate of Boundless Way Zen, a multi-lineage school of Zen Buddhism.
I have the honor of offering the encouragement talk. And the encouragement talk is my opportunity to hopefully do just that, offer a few encouraging words. In this case, it's different from our Taisho or our Dharma talk. These words are just sent out there to all of you. We will not be having a Dharma dialogue, but just as the bells indicated for us, please remain in this upright, dignified posture, maintaining your practice. Really touched by what many of you have been saying, both in the Dharma dialogue, as well as in the sharing of the home practice. And one thing that keeps coming up for me, at least this afternoon, but definitely throughout the day, is that what we do here matters. This matters as far as what we're doing. And I would like to encourage us to think back to last night and your intentions. And if for some reason you can't remember your intentions, I'm going to say they served their purpose. maybe think back to the first time you heard about this sesshin and entertained the possibility of signing up for this sesshin. Why you considered it. Again, if you don't remember, I think that's fine. I think it served its purpose. It got us moving. Maybe even think about the first time you sat Zazen, wherever you were. Maybe you remember, maybe you don't. One of these steps, that mattered. Part of our dedication, which I often will say I aspire to, and it really is, it's my deepest, as far as aspiration, is to be one of these unknown women and men. as far as our dedication goes, we give thanks to all the ancestors of meditation in the still halls, the unknown women and men, centuries of enlightened women and men. I think the ants and sticks and grizzly bears get way too much credit. that seems to be the flashy thing that we stick to. But these ancestors in meditation in the still halls, they're no different than us. Actually, we are those ancestors that we're chanting this dedication to. These centuries of unknown women and men. I mean, we give a lot of lip service, we give a lot of bowing and praise, rightly so, to Bodhidharma, to Dogen, absolutely, absolutely. And the reason why we're here may be guided by those great teachers. And it's all those other unknown women and men that have brought forward this wandering way, as Melissa Roshi has pointed out in an earlier talk, this wandering way of Zen, that each of us have chosen to take this path. What we do here matters. It may not be what we think it's supposed to be. It may be it may not be in the exact way that that we think that we need to be, and it matters. I do appreciate the phrase that, you know, in 100 years, this lovely aspect of maybe not talking about death directly, but in 100 years, or this idea of, you know, in 100 years, you know, will this matter? And at one level, sure, 100 years, I have no expectation of being around here. Does it matter in 100 years? Yes. What we're doing here matters. And we have guidance as far as what to do, not just simply from as far as what the teachers or the koan that we're sitting with, or the liturgy that we're reading. We have all of these pointers, and they're from our everyday life. We sit down and we arrive in this moment. We get up, we rake leaves. We wait behind 30 trucks at the transfer station and waste our time. This actually matters. This really matters, this showing up. One of our other readings, we didn't talk much about, but Pierce had echoed it as far as in the Dharma talk. In meditation, this means that if you want to sit, this means sit if you want to sit, stand if you want to stand, work if you want to work, or busily take care of your life. Thus, sitting is possible in any circumstance. Our life is Zazen. Zazen is our life. And as we choose to show up in it, however we are, annoyed, tired, happy, saddened, this is what we have all raised our hand to do. This is where our impact will be felt. This is how I believe we will become part of this very long lineage. And actually, I'm going to take that back. This is why we are part of this lineage of this unknown women and men. Thank you. At this point, we're going to sit for a few minutes before beginning Doksan.